makes you so good against their defense?
I have no idea. I just run the ball.
Specifically in Minnesota, I know the last 2 years have been outdoors at TCF Bank, but you're really good against the Bears as well. Do you feel your game go to another level when it's a divisional game?
I mean, honestly, I approach every game with the same mindset, just, you know, take advantage of every opportunity I get and make the most out of, you know, each hole I get and break tackles. So, I mean, it just somehow ends up that way.
Is it cool to you to go there when they're trying to open the building? There's going to be so much excitement and try to take the mindset of let's take that away from them, make the crowd quiet on opening night?
Definitely, but, you know, that's what every away game, we want to get in there, you know, start fast and, you know, try to take the air out the building. I mean, it's going to be exciting for both teams. I'm pretty sure they're going to come out with a lot of energy because it's, you know, their first time playing there too. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of adversity and, you know, we'll have to, you know, play it and, you know, play above it.
Is there any better feeling than that, than going on the road and, you know, the crowd's amped up and then all of a sudden it's dead quiet?
A feeling better than that would be playing here and winning and hearing our crowd reel out. I got you on that one.
Eddie, they have a lot of high draft picks that have panned out. Now they've all played together for a couple of years. What impresses you about some of those guys, those athletes? I mean, from Harrison Smith in secondary, Barr at linebacker, and they got a lot of guys on every level, it seems like.
I mean, they're playing together, and, you know, they're fast. You know, they took advantage of the turnovers that they created last week, and, you know, that pretty much won the game for them. So, I mean, we just have to stick to our game plan. You know, we can't give the ball away. You know, that's the, you know, number one, protect the football and go out there and, you know, see what they got.
Aaron talked about withstanding the surge. Like, the crowd's going to bring it right away. They're going to be up right away. Is that all about, like you said, protecting the ball and starting fast?
Definitely. You know, as long as, you know, offensively we stay on the same page, we do what we have to do, we take care of the football, you know, the crowd kind of doesn't become that much of a factor. But, I mean, if you go in, you turn the ball over right away and, you know, things don't go to where you want it to, then it kind of plays a part in the momentum factor.
Do you look at your workload over the years? Typically, you do more carries as the season goes on. You don't usually hit the 20s till midway through the season. Was the game in Jacksonville, was that sort of a typical opener, do you think, for you?
I mean, you probably know better than me. I really don't remember. How many carries I got last year versus this year, but I mean, you know, like I've always been saying, you know, whatever I do get, I just try to maximize it.
When a team's got somebody like Adrian Peterson, another great back, do you get a little more excited, kind of like, I'm gonna do better than him? I know you're going against yourself, but is there anything, knowing that they got a former MVP and, you know, you kind of want to beat him a little bit?
I mean, you could take it that way, but I mean, it's just great to be on the same field with a guy like that. I mean, you don't know how many more years he's gonna play, but just to be able to share the same field as them and, you know, go out and play, whether you do better or not, just to, you know, be out there, like, it's pretty cool.
Eddie, we know and you know that you can spin past guys, run guys over, but in week one you had the one where you broke the tackle, got upfield, did a flip, and you got the other where you put your foot in the ground and got an extra 10, 15 yards. What does it feel like to be able to add that to your repertoire to make guys miss in different ways?
I mean, it's a good feeling. It makes it harder for, you know, the guy who's trying to tackle me because, I mean, he don't know if it'll be a spin or if I'll lower my shoulder or, I don't know, flip. That wasn't intentional at all. But, I mean, it just makes, you know, a little more diverse and makes the defender think a lot more.
Do you think that's easier for you to make those burst plays at the end of runs this year versus last year?
So far, so good.
Early fourth and one there in the game in Jacksonville. Did it mean something to you that the head coach called your number there right away on a really big play?
Definitely. He gave me a chance and, you know, I made the most of it. So, you know, if we're ever in that situation again, you know, I have the confidence there and that he trusts me and that I can, you know, go out and be able to get it.
How'd you feel just overall about how your week one performance was when you looked at it on film?
I felt pretty good, but, I mean, you know, there's always things to work on, whatever that may be. And, I mean, it's another week to just continue to add from where you left off.
You guys had sort of a slow start. You had the touchdown early last week, but you scored on four of your last five drives overall. Is that something that you think you'll build on and take from week one into week two and not have a slow start?
Definitely. You know, we didn't come out the way we wanted to, but, I mean, it's like that sometimes. But the fact that we're able to stay with it and get something going, you know, that's what, you know, matter the most, but you definitely want to continue to build off of that.
Any difference playing in a dome on turf? Seems like the tempo could be up a little more. It's faster pace when you're not dealing with conditions?
Turf is definitely a lot faster paced than playing on the field. So, I mean, you know, guys going to be flying around, so you got to be ready.